Talk family. We about to do a new series. I'm going right at it. We're going to do a new series. Shout out to my brethren, Rock Savalas. Follow him on Instagram, Facebook, Mike Gallery Painting. That's my brethren for real. One of the most talented individuals. Shout out to the executive club. Them brethren right there. Very talented on the music side. But we about to go into a new series. MIA. Missing in Action, if you don't know what MIA stands for. Acronym side. But okay.
But not forgotten.
But not forgotten. MIA. For those but not new, forgotten.
But right. And some of them that had like some massive hits that just never came back around. I ain't talking about people that just, you know, faded out like, you know, New Edition or something like that.
I have some, you know, Missy artists.
I'm talking about the ones that came out with that massive hit and then you never really just heard from again.
I got
so
one.
So they got gone for, because they still here. But they still just here. Got an MIA and forgotten.
Yeah. I have a perfect one. I have a Missy artist. He was a dude. He was in the genre of Jay Holiday or it don't matter. My brother right here just played some things. And we're about to go ahead and share them with you. You know, my name is Live Tie Handles. For those who don't know, y'all go ahead and, you know, let the world know who y'all are.
You know I'm 88. You know I be on the music thing.
88 and the great right here, you know.
I'm going to have to put Steven's up the music on Sean, so he going to have to tell me since he doing a podcast.
But yeah, MIA, really but quick. Not forgotten.
We just had that in the background real quick because this is an MIA. Yeah. Big time
in my. Oh, Stacy Nice. Oh.
Right.
Look, she looked like one of my exes.
And we only gonna play snippets from it.
We're like, ooh, it's pretty.
Pretty. Play enough so that you know what it is. I might at least get to the chorus. But you still might know what that is.
Real live talk, y'all.
Please don't leave.
Oh. Stay. A very young artist at the time. Actually, launched a career with Johnny Gill.
Come on,
believe it or not. But this song hit before Johnny Gill.
And this would be episode 14, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be his day 13, didn't it? Yeah. Oh, man, I was waiting on that. Yeah.
For those that don't know, Hova did sample that. That's the intro. That's the intro to one of Hova's albums. Song I'm talking about?
Yeah, though.
You don't remember the
whole
song?
I know I used to add this to one of my mixtapes when I used to play the chicks when I used to want them to know what was going on. You know, the days that you used to record shit on the record, you know, the tape recorder shit. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Well,
all praises due to the Most High. Moving
yes,
forward.
Sir.
You know, I
yes,
just.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I just. Yeah. See, that's why MIA, but not forgotten, is important.
Well,
he just played with the Cleveland's own.
Yeah, real shit.
He
real
went
shit.
To high school with him. Real Monticello. Shit. Actually, Youngie. Anyway.
Real
no,
shit.
I'm sorry. It was not Jay-Z. It was his rival. But I'm going to just let y'all hear that. While we get it, we can salute the sample real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and salute right the sample.
Here. This is Stacey got the song. Let me be your angel.
You know, I still run with that fat blood of a slave.
Nas, yo.
Rolling in my veins.
That was Nas intro.
It's just hot. Until a nigga can't take it no more.
Yeah, I get it.
All right. Blood of a slave. Part of that. Now, what's your suggestion for MIA?
Oh, shit. What you just played? Myron?
Oh. Well, this is a shout out to my dude that I went to school with. This
yeah,
dude.
Go ahead and share with that.
Shout out to him, man.
Shout out to the brethren on that one, right
shout
there.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Little known song. It was known in Cleveland, big time.
It was known deeper than Cleveland because it was on the music box.
Yeah, this is it. He actually made it. I this song became,
you remember the music box?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah,
they were playing that shit.
Shout out to my childhood friends. And this is a dude who was a victim
what you call dirty Lego politics. Been super this is what you happen when you got a hot single and the A&R or the VP of the label believes in you.
And
he signs you and be you to the man. And somebody else comes along with another artist, right? Your guy loses his job. So nobody else really picks your project up.
No. And I can vouch for that because my project never got picked up before I even went to fuck. And that's true stuff.
Okay. I got
Island
one more.
Def Jam. Look that label up.
That was with Ohio's Finest. My brother 88 Keys right here. He went to school with this guy.
Monticello. His brother. Shout out to Niles Davis. That was his brother. I say his real name was Aaron. But but he changed his name to Niles when he went to California. Both of them was really talented. Mm-hmm. Name was cool.
Let's go with Lissette. Young, Sad, and Blue. Yeah.
Make sure I got the
spelling right. Yeah. Because my brother, Rock Savalas, who gave me the idea of the Gone But Not Forgotten series, worked with Lissette before. Yeah. So let's go ahead. Yeah. Real live talk, yo. We go different on this podcast right here.
Oh, I do know this song.
Come on now, you hear that beat? Come on now. Come on now. This would be relevant right now. And long, as well as it got to be Destiny by Byron.
I just put that in my playlist, y'all. If you ever did so, do so. Like I said, L-Y-S-E-T-T-E.
Yep.
Young, Sad, and Blue. Put it in your playlist. It's still relevant to this day. Like I said, we're going to...
For all y'all that like the scissors of the world.
Yep, that was
the And beginning. The seven screeders.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all love the set.
And people who like people who sing...
She set that tone for that.
Who sing that double time melody and can switch cadences.
I got another one. Vocals,
these young ladies doing that. For people that are while we still on the Cleveland thing...
Uh-oh. He about to go here, y'all.
Yeah, while we still on the Cleveland thing, I'm going to go ahead and do this for y'all real quick.
Don't
while
say
we still honoring Cleveland people, I'm going to change up the flow a little bit. We're going to go from R&B to this. We're going to go to...
Cleveland, Ohio, yo. That's your live career. Okay, we're about to go outside on them. I got another one.
What you got for me?
Players play. Just the way players play.
The way players
play. Every day, all day.
I know that, the way players
play. Yeah. East Sermon and the Death Squad situation.
That was East Sermon, the way players play.
No, that was, I forget the homeboy's name. Just the way players play. East Sermon was on the actual song rapping. Yeah.
Alfonso Hunter.
Alfonso Hunter. Come on now.
Shout out to Alfonso Hunter.
Yeah.
Songs will still be relevant today.
Hey, look, on that beat right there when they were coming in the club. Behind the fat, real live Juicy Booty having a good damn time, man. Because they were surprised that a guy like myself actually know how to fucking maneuver on the dance floor.
Good times we had at Gordon Park. Man, you still remember this.
And I ain't gonna lie, Ty. I ain't gonna have no game. This is when I found out I was cute and I could make money. And girls just, so like, I was just, hey man, like, a lot of weird, wild shit was happening.
It's funny that you say that.
I really had no controller. I deal with it. Was just, a girl told me one time, me and my cousin Dave, I don't want to, I'm not going to say your name. I don't trust myself when I'm with you guys. I do things that I thought I'd never do before.
Here's a shout out to all the songs.
I wouldn't ask her to do nothing.
It's
but
because I want to make a point that what you're saying.
Turn it down a little bit so I can hear you.
To what he's saying, I want to make a point that a lot of these songs we playing is back when you can let the song talk for you.
Exactly.
Like, if you could, you ran out of words, you just threw the song on. And Luther would explain it, Sweet Sable would explain it, they'd all explain it.
You go off for that.
Like, right. You're like, you know what? I can't say it, but Luther can.
Or her reaction to that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
If you put on a motherfucking turn off the lights and she looking at you like, keep the motherfuckers on, you know.
All right. But while I'm doing this, I would like to salute the sample. Because we're going to do a quick salute the sample to this song. Because this song is hard. But y'all hear that beat.
Y'all hear that right there, right? Yeah.
Made by one of the truly greats of all time.
The bass line and the vocal, actually.
Salute.
I'm going to salute the sample to my man from The Temptations, Mr. Eddie Kendricks.
Eddie Kendricks. Yeah.
There y'all go. That's the sample.
Eddie Kendricks. Temptations, yo.
And y'all know he was a player, right?
So come on now.
He's playing music right here.
So y'all know the vibe.
All Dre did was speed it up.
Yep.
And when you get in your car tomorrow and you play the song,
I haven't heard Eddie Kendricks pass away yet, have you?
No, not yet.
So he's,
no,
still,
he's still out.
He's still out here.
Eddie and
Eddie's
Blue.
Still out there.
Eddie and Blue. Them the last two.
So shout out
Blue,
to
you talking about the deep voice? Cat?
Blue passed.
No, not Blue, but
just Paul. Wait, no, Paul passed.
Otis
is still out.
Otis.
Paul passed.
Otis and Eddie. Yeah.
All of them passed except for Otis and Eddie.
What was homeboy?
Dennis even gone.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dennis, because Dennis created one of the greatest hip-hop songs ever.
So when y'all go in your car tomorrow and play this song...
For y'all that don't know.
Because I know y'all going to play this song, because y'all going to be like, oh, I never really played this song. So y'all going to play this song tomorrow. Remember, y'all heard it on Ty Live Handles motherfucking podcast.
Real Live Talk. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a shout out to Dennis Edwards, because many people don't know that Dennis Edwards replaced David Ruffin. But he did give us one of hip hop's greatest bass lines ever.
David Cook is Sunday.
You know what it is.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
He gave us one of hip hop's greatest bass lines ever.
Pause it real quick. And you want to know what's funny? Real quick.
And it's supposed to be David.
And look, here's funny shit.
David could have did it too.
88 Keys went to high school with a chick. I can't think of her name, but she's been on my podcast platform.
Okay, all right.
Corday knew her.
Okay.
216.
Yeah.
City Boy 216.
Everybody eyeball raised.
For nobody know, back in City Boy 216. Shout out to the boy. You went to school with a chick that has access to him.
Really?
Me and her clown.
I didn't even know.
How he was looking. She was like, he was on that coat. She was playing the video.
What I explains that
I'm
beat.
I'm sorry. My bad.
That explains that
she,
beat.
She was like, that is such and such to my family. Boom, boom, boom.
Man. I wish we had
I can't name. Think of her name. But you went to school with her.
Damn.
She went to Heights.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to look on the Heights page now and see if I can find. Who knows Dennis Edwards? I'm about to put that out there.
No, he's not. The chick that has access to him and has family ties to him, she went to Heights with you.
Right, that's all I have to post on the Heights page. Fuck. Which one of y'all knew Dennis Edwards?
She called herself Lil Big Mama on my podcast.
Wow.
This was season 2. Damn,
that's crazy.
But here's real quick, just off subject, but on point. This is one of those moments when you don't remember people's names that you made some moves with. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's for a reason, but it is for a reason. I don't rock with this individual
some
no more.
Some folks go nameless for certain reasons.
I don't rock with this individual no more. I'm a little bit, a very, very small bit, rat's crumb nostril worth, a small bit sad about it because she was actually a female on this podcast platform that was not afraid of expression, lived through some shit.
And you appreciated that.
Was very motherfucking on point and unapologetic with her delivery. She could cook her ass off. That's what turned
me
on. Some
of the best cooking you had.
That's what turned me on about her. And she was very uplifted when it came to this podcast shit.
Damn, I wish you'd remember her name.
Damn. Apache, you don't even know her.
Oh,
Apache, even know her. As a matter of fact, if I could call him
right
up right now.
Right outside of Chicago.
Oh, if I could hit Apache up right now. Shout out to my Philly Flyer. Reginald Apache.
Yeah.
Y'all have heard him on this podcast. But if I could call him right now, he would know exactly what I'm talking about because he came in there and was doing business at the bar he was at. So he would know exactly who it is.
And I can't even think of who Lil Big Mama is. Speaking of songs that'll speak for you, it was a little known
damn
group when I was a young mustache.
Oh shit.
Like, probably like about 19, 20. But this group had this one song and they never resurfaced again. But the song resonated with me because it spoke when I was
a young mustache.
Nobody ever remembers this song. One of the little known gems. And I used to play this one. I want to break up with this.
He went to break up with a bitch. Oh, shit.
Although I love you, girl.
Went there, y'all.
I don't need to forgive you.
And the song is called I'd Rather Be Alone.
See what I'm saying?
But it said everything I said when I wanted to break up.
Man.
Because, and then it made it not apologetic, but it made it sound nice because it said it just isn't fair.
Like,
I don't really want
to.
Look, this is what he's saying.
Hey, look. Real quick, turn that down real quick. I got another individual. And then we just go.
Okay.
Talk about some shit.
Alright.
MIA, but not forgotten. Happens to be an artist by the name of A. Marie.
Yes.
talk about it.
So you can go ahead and type up A. Marie, and whatever song pops up first, play that one. Whatever's at the top of the list, play that one.
The one that everybody thought was J-Lo. I'll tell you that now.
There's a couple stories that never been told. They really need to be told out.
Yeah. I know an individual artist that took A. Marie's producer.
Yes. Yeah.
And got disrespectful.
That's the story.
The first song that popped up is...
Because A. Marie...
The one that everybody thought was J-Lo. Everybody thought this was J-Lo.
The One Thing. The One Thing.
Oh, yeah.
One Thing. Yep.
Yep.
Everybody thought this was J-Lo.
Now, this sound got reproduced over and over. This producer was bought out not to work with this young lady.
Take it down.
And as fine as she is, if y'all watch this video, this is one of my favorite videos to watch. I'm not going to diss any of the young ladies out here now that's running the game, but...
Hey, Marie, look the part.
This is one of my favorite videos to watch.
And can actually sing. And had the right production.
She's visually appealing. Oh,
this is the one right here that actually got her. Yeah. Come on now.
That sounds like a Destiny Child song.
It's the lead singer in the group.
It's the lead singer in the group that said.
A lot of their songs started sounding something like this. The producer.
Right around that time.
Bought out the producer.
Just so happened, she got some songs produced by this same guy that for some reason Emery just couldn't get to work with.
Let's go with another artist since we doing these things. Maya. Huh. Mm. Yeah. Maya and Silk.
Another young fresh song.
Nah, I'll give you something. I'm here's a R&B. Motherfucker that
Maya and
got.
Silk.
Not Silk. Silk.
Silk the Shocker.
And she and they were a couple.
I'm talking
about this one though.
And they were a couple, a power couple at the time.
I'm talking about Maya and this dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sis.
Yeah. Everybody forgot about that dude, didn't they?
Oh.
Yeah. Took KC style to the limit, didn't he?
No, I'm gonna tell you why they forgot about him.
Oh, you didn't know he was a young KC?
No, everything.
Think about everything he's seen. Don't it sound like KC?
And everything he
even that.
No. And all the bold moves that Cisco made that he got criticized for back then, niggas is doing it now. The leather pants. The tight vest.
The leather pants. Tight vest.
The blonde hair.
Oh, snap.
Cisco looking back right now like, you motherfucker.
Y'all did this shit?
And y'all got mad at me? I was mild with it.
Cisco patterned his whole thing after KC, you can tell. Cause he always come in with, oh yeah, he do that shit.
Oh, since
two years. Oh, yeah.
Since 2 years.
You hear him right at the beginning, watch. Right at the beginning.
No, Arista Records, who used to have Jodeci on that shit.
That's not KC right here. Watch this.
Were desperate to find another Jodeci.
People. He just copied KC right here. Watch. Just the vibe. No, I'm talking about this. This shit
that's
right
KC,
here.
Yeah. That's KC. Yeah.
That's Devontae right there, though.
This shit, though, right here.
Yeah.
That whisper.
Right there. Oh, yeah. That's KC all right there. No, he is. He just straight ripped KC up.
The whole formula is Jodeci.
Yeah, right.
The hip hop track, the whispering, the producer.
And y'all get.
The whole thing is Jodeci.
Get ready to see how I tie this all into real live talk format and platform. Radio show. All those artists we just played had a hand in developing other artists that this wicked industry puts out here.
Oh, yeah.
And because some of them have had their chance to, speak their piece and tell their story.
Yeah.
But
a lot of them didn't.
A lot of them didn't. And we just getting started on that. MIA, but not forgotten. Because
I got some personal intel on the Dream Hill story, the Elgin Genuine story. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from D.C. I'm from uptown. I'm from the city.
You hear what he's doing here?
You know what I'm saying?
This is MIA.
Bad motherfucker.
That's a bad motherfucker.
Come on now.
Oh, but we salute Miss Sample. Yeah. This guy right here, show him where it go, 88. I know he's going somewhere with it. I'm gonna let 88 talk to you.
He had to bring up Rozelle because
Rozelle, South South, pioneer.
Right.
When the song come out,
he got, right when all the Wu-Tang shit hit.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
In that same era, when he got X'd out right in the middle of Wu-Tang. They figured he was a lost member of Wu-Tang and just X'd him out.
And he wasn't.
He was a
current member of the Roots.
Right, he was the Roots.
And helped the whole lot of their shit.
But they just asked him.
Redemption was crazy.
See, I can't go and dig into my crates right now because it is shut down on this podcast.
You just give me what you want.
Man.
No, you're right, though. Production was crispy. Bars was tight and everything
was tight on there.
You know what I'm saying?
And they just asked my man sometimes, out of the game. They never let him even, you know, get a shot at that.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to be careful how you treat people, who you treat them. And
you have to.
Where you, know what? You treat people.
Listen, this is the nature of the beast. You know, nature of the beast is everybody come in on either what's going on right now. Usually everybody come in with what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And that's how you make it. And you either make it and you branch out from that, i.e. Pink and everybody else. Yeah. Or you just get stuck in that one hit rut. Where you know you copy the sound that was out and that's all you did.
No.
Perfect example right here.
It is some standout.
Oh.
It's some standout.
See what I'm saying?
Oh.
See how you get caught in what's going on right then?
Yeah.
And you never come back out.
It's some standout. Now some of the standouts. Some of the standouts get the standout.
I don't know.
All the standouts don't get the standout.
But they went with what's going on.
The Dean Brothers. Yeah.
So they got caught in that rut.
Blue cheese.
Yeah, blue cheese.
I love blue cheese in real life. Especially.
I love blue cheese.
I love blue cheese stuffed olives. I ain't gonna lie. I love them. I used to be a whole chef at work.
But that CD though.
With my toothpick.
That was the sound.
We hear the
time.
Songs is on there like Any Way the Wind Blows. That's the first time I heard Al Green sample. On their tape, on their CD. But when you hear the radio joint they put out, because they was going with the format. But when I heard the tape, that's what they got a nice CD. But it went to one demographic. Niggas like me, we wouldn't pitch that. I had to be around some niggas and just grab the tape. Well, actually, I ain't gonna lie, some white guys. I was going to school
with. I'm pretty
with.
Fly for a white guy.
And we
one hit wonder.
And we trading tapes and shit. You know how the shit went back in the day. You trading tapes, you dubbing CDs and shit. And I get a hold to it, and I actually listen to these niggas, and I'm like, damn. Any Way the Wind Blows.
That's the first time I ever heard.
Any Way the Wind
yeah.
Blows.
Yeah, that's who was that? Feet Up Back.
No, that's Al Green.
Somebody else made it.
Pull up UMC's Any Way the Wind Blows.
Yeah. But it's white group today.
No, pull it up real quick. No, that's it's the first time I ever heard it sampled. And it's still one of the coldest to this day.
To this very day.
Because they wrote with Al Green and made the song up the sample.
I have a song we go definitely.
Okay, so Eric Clapton, Syl Johnson, and Al Green, so that's one of them songs that everybody kind of
did. Oh, so Eric Clapton was so dope.
Eric Clapton got it.
That's a lot of good
talking. Eric Clapton was like, Any Way to Win, yeah. Bro. Yeah.
Boom, boom. Because they got that in there. They got that guitar strum.
So the one that, because, you know, Eric Clapton got that. See, Eric Clapton got that version.
Yep.
The Syl Johnson version is probably a little deeper. I do want to shout out to Gone But Not Forgotten. Is
No. Let him feel that real quick, though, man.
I let him feel it. I got to do the Gone But Not Forgotten. Because they gone. Everybody gone.
Troglodytes.
Cave women.
Cave women. He said troglodytes.
Neanderthal.
How many people know what a troglodyte is?
Troglodytes.
Woo.
They know what it is.
Call me my name.
Ah, yeah.
Come on.
They all did. This whole group is dead.
To the east, my brother.
Yeah,
to the east.
Come on.
That's the last one.
Sugar Shad died right after Sugar Shad. We've went real deep and we're going to keep it coming with this.
That was our test run on it.
I got another one.
No, go ahead.
I got another one to ride out the podcast.
Run that Al Green one time, though. Put that UMC's Any Way the Wind Blows. This is the first time I heard Al Green, like, really sampled.
It's not Al Green, it's Cecil Johnson. So it sounds like Al Green. It's actually Cecil Johnson.
Yeah. That's facts.
Sounds just like Al Green, though.
You remember the last time you went to the Al Green girl?
Any way the wind blows.
No, this is
song, I got down on my knees.
He sounds just like Al Green. But this is Cecil Johnson.
He was very much inspired by Al Green.
Threaten me again, girl. But I ain't gonna.
That's Cecil Johnson. Everybody dig that. That's Cecil Johnson.
And walk away. And
sound Al Green is me.
Sound real Al Green.
Yeah.
I ain't going through no
Al Green to have fun on this.
I show you a picture. Look. That's Cecil Johnson.
Look, Rick. Look.
Stay on.
Look.
Sounds just like Al Green.
Cause anywhere the wind blows, it's cool with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what Cecil Johnson made. Cecil Johnson was an activist. You ain't never heard this song? I'm put you on to Cecil Johnson. He sound like Al Green in that song, but this is what he made, though. That baby made a hit. This is Cecil Johnson. I know this song because my parents, my aunt at one time was a Black Panther. Keep this song out, dog.
Yeah.
The dark brown shades of my skin.
Yes.
He made this.
Only add color to my tears.
Yep.
If y'all don't know the song is called It's Because I'm Black.
That splash against my hollow bones.
Oh, where's the fucking sample that?
That rocks.
Oh, yeah. Hollow Bones is the name of Wu-Tang. Hollow Bones.
Looking back over my first dreams, this is a real deep political song.
I told you he was an activist. Only way I know this song is my aunt.
Wondering why my dreams never came true.
You hear it?
I know exactly. Wu-Tang
went there.
Is it because I'm black? But I'm going to say.
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
All right, y'all.
I want you to know, I want you to hear him going off at the end.
Peeping around life's corner somewhere, I got lost. Something is holding me back. I wonder, is it because I'm black?
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
This is 70.
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Nah, I'm going to tell you, you said Wu-Tang, right? You said Wu-Tang, so salute the sample of Wu-Tang, Hollow Bones. But I want y'all to remember this riff right here. This. So I'm going to salute the sample other than Wu-Tang real quick, and I'm going to submit some California, South Central, Baja California people.
Oh, shit, yo.
That sampled this back in 93, sampled this. I'm going to give y'all the Baja California dude. That's Cypress Hill, everybody. Sample that song. Just for an interlude, though.
Mugs.
On
DJ Muggs.
On the Get High interlude.
DJ Muggs. Muggs, man. Literally a Get High interlude. DJ Muggs, shout out to one of the greatest
producers. Between the last song and the one coming on.
You see how he put that bass in there.
Yes.
And they go trademark cypher there. Alright, y'all, it's been fun. That's all I got for y'all.
Hold on, no. You never played the Al Green version.
No, Al Green didn't
Al
make
Green
it.
Don't exist.
No, no, he made a version of Any Way to Win Blow.
Right.
No.
So when you pull up Al Green, Any Way to Win Go Blow,
it's gonna come up homeboy.
It's Seal Johnson.
Yes.
Pull up UMC's Any Way to Win Blows. Cause it's the same song, but they named after it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
damn, I thought that was
no. That's Seal Johnson.
Seal Johnson.
He sound like Al Green. Oh, that's because they used that's Love and Happiness in the back.
That's why.
Well, it came to my attention. Many had
something to you.
That's Love and Happiness in the back.
Yeah, oh, they bring it in on the hook.
Yeah, anyway, the web blow, Seal Johnson. Let me hit that line. Oh.
All right, we're about to ride out with this one right here.
What?
MIA, but not forgotten.
No,
Slick Rick, Hey Young World.
Mm.
Oh, and we about to just end it with that.
Yo, okay.
We about to end it with that,
well,
yo.
He ain't MIA.
Yes, he is MIA.
Well, he just got old.
Oh man!
I'm talking about the people that had one massive hit, but I will play "Hey Young World" because it's just that.
Oh, okay. It's just a really
good song.
No, and on top of that, it defines the era at that time. Clark Kent, Herbie.
I mean, talk
that
about
go-go, them like, shakes, them shakers. That,
I'm going with the people that just had like one song big right hit, there, and you never heard anything else.
It got them.
Like, so yeah, even though we played a few folks, you know, Maya.
Maya had some hits.
She had some hits.
I wasn't gonna play Maya. A'Marie had two hits.
A'Marie had more than two hits.
Man,
that album was dope.
Man,
that had like, exactly.
You know, what about Carrie Hilson?
I was playing
and all of a sudden she credited like away.
And she's a writer.
Oh, speaking of Carrie Hilson.
It
was one chick that bottled her style.
Look,
this one chick, now she truly only had one song.
It's an interview.
But Carrie Hilson had about two or three,
she
right?
Talking about the media.
Yep.
This chick that modeled after her only had one song.
Oh, she only had one song. Yep.
This is the MIA. It's not Carrie Hilson. Everybody thought it was. Tierra Marie. She modeled her style like Carrie Hilson. That's what I be saying. If you try to get on with what's going on, it can go your way or it can backfire. It can be, it's like getting typecast in a movie. It can be your only role ever.
Once again, once that producer was bought out,
he playing the right song right here.
Couldn't nobody get that
he
sound.
He playing the right song right here.
So Miss Tierra, I pretty much know what happened to her.
She had sex with the wrong guy. She gave the pussy to the wrong guy.
Mike Geronimo, shout out. Because I know Irv Gotti met with you. You made time to build. You met Nas. But when you, it was time to do the song with DMX.
That's the perfect way to play right here to end this whole shit.
Swizz Beatz was bought out. Mike Geronimo couldn't get that sound that made him that hit.
That's how you get it.
The songs that made him hit.
She was distinctly trying to copy Carrie Hilson.
Yes, she was.
Irv Gotti got bought out. Swizz
Beatz was under contract. This song is just as hot as any Carrie Hilson song, but Mike never had anything.
I remember you in the Crossroads venue in Virginia where they showcased African hip hop and you ran it for some weeks. Somebody fuck with you, boy. I remember you on the Ibex getting live when Wale Young Ralph was on the go-go drums. You know what I'm saying? I know what happened to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't get that sound you wanted. No matter how much you paid, you was bought out. You know what I'm saying? And Irv. Yeah. I'ma say it for you. You don't say it to nobody. Yeah. Earth supposed to reach back to you, because you the nigga that got him hot.
That's good. Cool.
Time to build. Jay, oh. Nas, X wanted to get on your song. It wasn't their song. They weren't on yet. You was on. So shout out to Mike, to Michael. Mike Geronimo.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Michael motherfucking.
I gotta shout out the chick that I like.
Michael motherfucking Weird. Mike Geronimo.
That was a lightweight stalk, y'all. It wasn't a full stalk.
Shout out Michael.
I just went to her city.
Though. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Another one. Massive, like, the massive one hit. And then, that's it. It seemed funny that it sounded like a lot all R&B.
Dressed
like you.
That's a real shirt. Been here before.
Oh,
is it Green?
No, she's from North Carolina. I went there looking for her. Oh. Say it was a lightweight stalker move, y'all. It was a lightweight stalker move.
Yeah.
No, well, I went to North Carolina with the express intent. Well, I did have to go to my sister's boot camp graduation, but I did go with the express intent,
man.
That's what I'm saying. MIA.
Now, you know what? Somebody who came out.
I know what happened to her.
A little bit after that. The same format, just keep it cold.
I know who went, I know what happened to her.
Sunshine, she was, she could sing, but like, you see her mannerisms, how she was on the joint.
His initials is P.
She a real chick.
D.
She moved like a chicken.
P. D.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was that dude.
Yeah, guy.
Jab, left hook.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a lot of.
All right, yo, we about to go ahead and end this. You know what I mean? Cause
yes, sir.
We about to go ahead and. Be all the way cool.
We like went into some Donnie Simpson video so mode.
I know this is real live talk, but we wanted to definitely hit y'all with a different kind of way we vibe on here.
Let's round it up for the NFL season.
You know what?
hey, yo, no, hey, is the sports one live? is the sports one live?
I wish.
I don't even want to talk.
I wish. I got to pay my, I got to pay my subscription on that, y'all. You know what I mean? I was with there, but real life talking about those sports, but certain sports, certain things happening in sports, tie into real life talk. But anyway, I'm Live Time Handles.
Yeah,
we signing off. We signing off real quick.
Yep. Yo.
This has been an absolute pleasure right here. Because, like I said, the music is a part of podcast. So it's,
we enjoy doing it with you, man.
Yeah, we got more that this is part one, you know, the first little segment of MIA but not forgotten. We got Gone but not forgotten, but MIA but not forgotten.
Yeah, MIA,
they're still around. They ain't gone. They ain't around somewhere.
They're still around
somewhere. Still, I know, around. This shit gotta be somewhere. She
gotta
be somewhere.
Smooth.
I know she gotta be somewhere out there. Smooth, if you're listening, reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself.
You was that bitch, man, for real, yo. Like, you was like one of the first,
reveal yourself.
Like, gangster player bitches, the nigga respected and believed the shit. Like, oh yeah, she really getting that money from niggas. Like, you respected it when you seen her back then.
Yeah, she could have got a few dollars from me.
Yeah. You remember that one song? I'm sorry, nigga, but you can't bone.
She could have got a few dollars for me.
You was that chick, Smooth.
You could have got a few little dollars for me, Smooth.
He said it, $3.
A few little dollars for me. A few little dollars for me. And I ain't gonna treat it.
Oh, and don't forget her. Hey, man, look. Check out little girl. She got outed back in the day. Because it was exposed. She went to private school.
Yep.
Came from the suburbs.
Yep.
And actually went to the hood and got with gangsters. Nowadays, that's the motherfucking format.
See?
Shout out to Bart, man. That bitch can really rap.
Yeah.
She actually can. Okay. Alright, y'all, we out of here.
So I had to shout out to.
Yeah, Boss was definitely one of the ones.
Boss was the boss.
Boss was the boss.
And whoever the fuck she was around, had me some real gangsters to say the shit she was saying. God damn it. I don't care what nobody say. You can't make no shit like that up.
But yes, indeed, y'all. I got some other individuals that we gonna go into. on the next segment of that?
Hell yeah, all the way.
You know,
and feel free to let my man know if there's some suggestions you got.
Yeah, we'll play. If you have a suggestion, I'm a present that.
Yeah,
we'll play them. MIA, but not forgotten on this segment right here.
We will play.
Y'all be well. Stay all the way live, unapologetically. Live out.